greetings. Greetings. Greetings again, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is your deacon, Deacon Christopher Frazier, your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, August the 31st, 2014. Let us attempt to close out the teachings for the month of August. I want to deal with science, sisters and brothers. The human family must be united across all barriers and boundaries through the understanding of science. It is only this one universe that we have to scientifically study and give scientific analysis and narrative explaining the scientific analysis. Whether you are Hindu, Buddhist, Krishna, Zoroaster, Jew, Hebrew, Christian, Muslim, so-called scientist, atheist, anarchist, communist, socialist, all of our good thoughts and actions come from the same scientific universe. Whatever we have to offer the human family, whatever we have to offer each other in the way of freedom, justice, and equality, whatever we have to offer each other that will help uplift the human family, spirit, energy-wise, mentally, morally, physically, health, ecology, economy, whatever we have to offer the human family in the way of progressing civilization to the fullest and greatest form, it is because we went into the same universe and did a scientific study. But we think that all of these factions, sectarian groups, have a different knowledge to give, but it is the same knowledge that is given because it comes from the same scientific universe. It comes from the same almighty, hidden and unseen power and force and energy in the universe, but we use different languages. You may use the Islamic language. I may use the Christian language. You may use the Hindu language. I may use the communist, socialist, atheist language. You may use the scientific language. I may use the Hebrew language. You may use the Buddhist language. It is all describing the same one universe. H2O is water. Agua is water. Water is water. All of this means water. We're describing the same reality in different languages. And then the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families then come in between us and cause us to fight and kill and destroy each other, thinking we are destroying an enemy, when the enemy is the one that got between you and me and caused us to think we were giving a different knowledge, but it's only a different language. And Africa is the root, teaching all these factions and sectarian groups the knowledge and wisdom that they have, but who wants to acknowledge Africa? And Africa taught the reality of the Almighty, that unseen force that is the catalyst and cause of the whole scientific universe. So what we want to do is try our best to go over the African scientific narrative of the universe And then I want to try to go through some of the Sunday school lessons through 2 Corinthians and tie this into the African narrative, scientific narrative of creation, and some miscellaneous scriptures that I have been reminded of by my pastor preaching various scripture, but the church doesn't know Africa as the root and the African scientific narrative. So I'm looking at the pastor preach, but I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to research these definitions of these words, and I know I'm going to see African science in these words in scripture, and that's exactly what I saw. And then I want to cover, to the best of my ability, some things that I learned from ancient aliens and scientific study taking place in Geneva, Switzerland, 2012, and tie all of this in to the African narrative of the scientific universe. Now, let me see if I can do some of this from memory. We have in Africa, in the Dogon, we want to set this up, in the Dogon, the Dogon people, I believe these are African Kemet Egyptians who then became African Mali, but they have kept the science. Understand, sisters and brothers, we're talking about the science of image. You are the image of the Almighty. We are the image of the Almighty. Christ is the image of the Almighty. So the every human being is Christ, as we are the image of the Almighty, but we have fallen from our original reality. And now, rather than seeing the scientific universe from the mind of Christ, we now see the scientific universe from the mind of the wicked ruling class and ruling families who only have this same universe to perpetuate and propagate their wickedness. Therefore, the creation moans and groans. Romans chapter, what is it? I can't remember the chapter. Is it 8? Creation moans and groans, waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the Almighty, which means that we must come forth as Christ again. We must rise up to that mind of Christ so that we may be the image of the Almighty again. So image is important. The science of image, the Africans, and this is coming from Integration Trap, Generation Gap, by Brother Professor Oba Tshaka, his wonderful examination of African culture. The Africans, before they would hunt in the bush, in the jungle, these ancient African ancestors, spirit scientists, energy spirit scientists, they would draw the image of the animal that they were to hunt. And they would perform African voodoo scientific ritual, meaning the energy of that animal. They were pulling on that energy, pulling on that image. Drawings and images have power. This is why you and I have so much power within ourselves, because the Almighty drew us in the mind of the Almighty God, Goddess, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, whatever name we choose to use. We are that image drawn in the mind of the Almighty, represented by Ptah, drawing the image of Atum in the mind of Ptah to give birth on masculine, feminine unity. The mind of Ptah gives birth to Atum, representing you and me as Christ, the image of the Almighty. So the hunters would draw this image, pull on this image, pull on the power in the symbol, then go out and have a successful hunt. So now, with that as a backdrop, we see how powerful images are. And this is why we are not to draw an image in our likeness, following after our mentality, which is disconnected from the Almighty. This is why these images of the beast, the image of the beast, see, when it says don't draw an image and a likeness unto yourself, it does not mean that we can't be like the African Hebrews, who, when they constructed the African temple, all in that temple, all around that temple, are images of the Almighty and images of the universe and likeness of the Almighty and attributes and characteristics and likeness of the universe and likeness of the human being and the zodiac, according to one of the so-called great preachers of today, Perry Stone. Perry Stone, hanging out with the European Jew who have the African knowledge but have used it to destroy the human being. Perry Stone has messed up politics, but he has knowledge that we need. And we don't mind going to anyone to get the knowledge that we need to bring it before the people. But he, Perry Stone, said the ancient Jew, and I know, we know, you know, that is the African Hebrew, had the zodiac in the floor of the African Hebrew temple. So, having the images of the universe, the sun, moon, stars, planets, is not evil. But when you take these powerful symbols, these powerful images of the Almighty, and then construct a system of death, hell, destruction, that's creating the image of the beast. That's the beast taking the same universe and now reproducing these powerful images in their likeness, the synagogue of Satan, so that they may destroy the human family. So, the African Hebrews and African ancient Africans, Dagon, Mali, understood the proper usage of the universe, the proper usage of symbolism. So now we come to this concept being seen in creation, the scientific creation from which these modern day scientists, everything they teach, everything they write, comes from Africa, comes from the East, comes from India and Africa. And India was seen by the Greeks as an extension of Ethiopia, same black Ethiopian, Kemet, Nubian, African people. So now the Dagon, they talk about how the great expansive universe began with a most infinitesimally small particle called the Poto seed. The Poto seed, or the Po seed, the concept of the seed, the concept of the seed coming from the sacred divine masculine that you and I would call sperm. That sperm carrying the seed of the male, the father, the masculine, emitted into the womb of the sacred divine vaginal tract, of the sacred divine feminine, of the sacred divine female, of the sacred divine woman, all of it sacred and divine. This Po seed is like the sperm. This Po seed was seen as masculine and feminine twins. Twins, masculine and feminine. And this Po seed was emitted, you may say, into Emeya, the sacred divine feminine, representing the egg of the universe. And so, after a certain period of time, you have energy bursting forth in the form of wind, air, cracking the egg open, and that Po seed, which is masculine and feminine. Why? Because you don't know whether this child that is in the womb of the mother, unless you use modern day technology, you don't know whether that child is going to be masculine or feminine, a boy or a girl, because that sperm has the potential to be either masculine and feminine, carrying Y chromosome, carrying X chromosome, carrying attributes of masculine and feminine, and then at a certain point, one or the other overrides, and you have that seed growing into masculine or that seed growing into feminine. So when this post seed bursts forth in a spiral, oh, Most High, help me to deliver this message that is in my heart to my human family. That seed, post seed, bursts forth in a spiral. And that seed, oh, I love this science with all my heart. That seed spirals as light and sound. See, the modern day scientists, when they talk about the Big Bang and light and sound, they got it from Africa. They got it from the Dogon, the Mali. That pole seed that the Greeks called the atom, that the ancient African chemists called the atum, that pole seed bursts forth from the egg Emeya, light and sound, inaudibly, invisibly at first, spiraling, and then visibly, light, and then audibly, sound. The word of God, the word of Goddess, the word of Yahuwah, causing the manifestation and creation of the whole of the universe. The word being made flesh, the word being made into material, mass, matter, the material universe. This is replicated in Genesis and all over the so-called Bible, Genesis to Revelation, all over the Hindu scripture, Bhagavad Gita, the Vedas, and so on, all over Zoroaster scripture, all over Buddhist scripture, all over Islamic scripture, all over whatever I Ching, whatever book you go into, we're talking about this same ancient African science that is replicated. So from that, we get the material universe. Now, with that as a backdrop, we go back to Africa Kemet and how the African Kemet broke down the same information. The concept of this great expansive universe, beginning as the most infinitesimally small particle, smallest particle. See how the modern day scientists got that knowledge from us? They talk about how this great universe began infinitesimally small as the smallest particle in the universe and as a point of light. You have this mass material matter, and then you have light, and as matter flows through light, this hydrogen light solar power combining the power or using the power of the solar hydrogen energy and material mass and matter passing through this light, now taking on form, taking on mass and material and matter in the form that it has taken because of light. This is all African, and I hope that I'm explaining it in such a way that we are able to understand what we are saying. In Kemet, I want to say this from memory. I don't want to use my notes yet. You have first the waters of Nun. And I love this teaching. All of it's symbolic. These waters of Noon, these waters that we all come from, the waters that the Bible says we came out of in Genesis, the waters that your modern day scientists say we all come from, the same waters of Noon that the ancient Africans taught. These waters are plasma type waters, associated with quartz, associated with symbolically with truth and light. And so we are the original light people. We are the original Noon, waters of Noon people. The waters of Noon in the womb of Nonet, the union of sacred divine masculine and the sacred divine feminine. You have in the Hindu thought, which is yet African thought, the concept of zero as an actual number, zero with the dot in the middle, gives us the symbology of the waters of Noon as that dot, because the waters of Noon will be transformed by light into the material mass and matter that we are familiar with today. So, the circle, the zero, the dot in the middle teaches us that zero is not nothing, that Noon is not nothing. Noon is the something from which all comes from. So 1 through 9 comes from the zero and the dot in the middle. And the zero with the dot in the middle teaches us of the power of birth. 1 through 9 is birth. Process. 9 months, 3 trimesters of 3. First trimester, 3 months. Second trimester, 6 months. Third trimester, 9 months. So 1 through 9 is birthing. Then you get to a 1 and a 0, which is called a 10. But that 1 and the 0, there's no 1 without the 0. There's no material mass and matter without the waters of Noon in the womb of Nonet. Ground zero is the birth reality, the birth power. So the waters of Noon in the womb of Nonet, teaching us of unity and union, teaching us of no boundaries, no barriers. These waters of Noon, no energy yet, no movement yet, just oneness. The human family must understand oneness, overcome all the barriers, overcome all the boundaries, overcome all the sectarianness, stop killing each other for the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Stop dividing against each other so that the wicked ruling class and ruling families may remain in power. Military people, stop going all over the earth and killing your sister and your brother, a poor working class member of the human family. Drug cartel members, stop killing your sisters and brothers of the human family, another member of the poor working class masses, member of the human family. Al-Qaeda member, Al-Nusra member, ISIS so-called, ISIL member, stop going all over and killing your sister and your brother. All of us joining all of these groups, military in America, military in Europe, military all over, CIA, FBI, Fraternal Order of the Police, rank and file people, members of all these groups, including Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIL, ISIS, and drug cartels and gangs. We are killing one another because we are recognizing barriers and boundaries of race, class, ethnicity, religion, denomination, philosophy, so on and so forth, the waters of noon, in the womb of Nanette, at one, teach us no boundary, no barrier, nothing but peace and love and tranquility. This is what we learn from the waters of noon. This is what we learn from the womb of Nanette. Now we come into the period of this scientific narrative of creation, where there is energy now. The watery waves of noon. See, water, no waves at first. Nothing but peace and tranquility. And so all the religions are attempting to teach us to be one, not to just hold on to your religious philosophy and bash another one for having another religious philosophy that teaches the same reality in another religious language. How crazy we have been made by the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. So now we come to the waves. Now we come to waves equaling energy. And I'm reminded, and I shall cite Booker T. Coleman and his work concerning the Shabaka stone. 24,000 years BC, this stone, originally written by the ancient Africans, discovered in 600 BC by Pharaoh, African King Pharaoh Shabaka, studied by Booker T. Coleman and Gabriel Oyibo. Research these names on the internet. All of the scientific creation narrative on this ancient African stone. So the watery waves of noon. Now we have energy. Now we have movement. Now we have moved from peace and tranquility into a time period of chaos and disorder. There's movement. There's energy. God Almighty, Goddess Almighty, Yahuwah, the word has come forth from the Almighty to go and begin now to take all of the waters of noon and transform them into the material mass and matter that we are familiar with in the universe. But this time period is chaotic, disorder, not peaceful, not tranquil. And so we come into the time period of the mind of Ptah. There was the potential for energy. Pick up on the scientific language, the potential for energy. Now we have energy. There was the potential for motion and movement. And the scientists say that an object not in motion tends to remain not in motion until the amassing of critical mass that then causes the movement and motion, and then an object in motion tends to stay in motion after the amassing of mass and energy to propel into movement and motion. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.